I am very excited to have some dear friends of mine and should be good friends of yours, especially because they just made the top 100 list for best pizza spots in the state of Connecticut. As you know, the first official pizza trail was just released this month by the state, and Letizia's Pizza right here in Norwalk landed on the top 100. We've got Dennis and Danny back in studio with us. Congratulations, you guys.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I know they're so modest. They're like, okay. Yeah. Listen, I want to actually, Dennis, you, when you came in studio, you were talking about the history of Letizia's and the fact that it was one of only two pizza places originally.
When my grandfather started Uncle Joe's, there was him and Phil Baker's.
Wow.
So now I think there's like 40 places in Norwalk. So.
But you guys are one of the OGs.
There might be 40 on our road.
They didn't even have, like, yeah.
I think it's amazing.
They didn't even have cars back then, so people had to walk.
You know? Right? But your pizza was worth it. Yeah. I know as one of the judges, one of the things that became very clear when your name came up was not just the quality of pizza. It was actually the story and how much you guys give back to community. That was one of the biggest selling points I can tell you from the judges table as to why you guys made the list, obviously having good quality pizza. Why would you say over the years giving back to community has been such a staple in Letizia's Pizza?
I mean, we've been around, well, it's been in the Letizia family since 1937, and Letizia's has been around since 1990, right? 90?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, over 30 years now, it's,
Then you're making me older.
we wouldn't still be in business if it wasn't for the community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's, giving back is the least that we could do for keeping us around for all these years.
I mean, and it's not a modest giving back. I mean, we're going to talk about October and one of my favorite pies of the year in the entire state that is sitting right in front of me actually right now. But in this campaign, for example, with, I'm just going to open it because I just think that's what everybody needs right now. But your bacon mac and cheese pizza, I mean, people who buy this pie, the proceeds of it entirely is going back.
100%. We don't make a penny off it.
But that's a big deal, and I don't know how many people are doing that.
Most people don't. Most of the promotions you hear are like 10%, 15, I see 20, but nobody gives 100%.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. We care, I guess.
Yeah, if we're going to do it, we're gonna do it 100%. You know, we've been doing, I believe this is the eighth year. I've lost track, but if I'm doing the math right, we've raised over $35,000.
Wow.
For the American Cancer Society.
I think we've already sold 60, how many?
Yes. 50,
in 4 days, we've already sold 50 like 50 or something, of them.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah,
we shoot to aim for like $5,000 a year, but yeah.
Last year was a little lower, but I think nobody had money. So, you know,
we need to get that number higher. Yeah. I mean, first of all, this is only a specialty pie that you only offer in the month of October, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
It's gone.
So once it's gone, that's it. It's a long
Halloween
months.
Is the last day you can get it.
Right? And that's no trick. That's true.
And then
what
people
it is
all year long ask us for it. So you're not going to get it after October. So come now and come often.
Yeah. It's really, really good. And so tell people, first of all, where did the idea of doing this particular specialty pie and tying it into October?
We were actually on a show here with Ken Tuccio, used to work here, and he said it's pizza month and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so let's try and figure it out. And we shot out a bunch of ideas, and he actually came up with it.
Like, really?
Yeah, I would have never put that on a pizza.
You're like, not really?
I'm old school. Right. I don't like it.
Ken and I were on the phone for probably a half hour with him throwing crazy ideas at me, and everyone, I'm like, nope, Dennis won't do that one.
Dennis won't do that one.
He's like, how about an apple pie pizza? Yeah. How about this? I'm like, nope, Dennis won't do that. And he said mac and cheese, and I'm like,
maybe.
I might be able to talk him into this.
Yeah, I had to tinker with it for a little while, but then when I got it down,
it's like all your childhood favorites in one place.
Yeah, it's
I'm
comfort.
Just saying.
Yeah, it's comfort
it
food.
It is comfort. It is. So if people get this, and what size is this?
Just the small size, 12 inch.
The small size,
$15, all 15 goes. So
that's amazing. I think, and you're only doing it during the month of October.
Yep.
And where does the money go?
It goes to the American Cancer Society and the Fairfield County chapter, Making Strides.
That's awesome. Yeah. What made you guys so passionate about, I mean, obviously, Dennis, you had said it does coincide very nicely with National Pizza Month. But this is, as you mentioned before, Danny, this is now your eighth or so year.
Yeah, we didn't know
this.
How it was going to go on this long. We just thought we were doing it one time. We've done a lot of promotions and collaborations with people, and this is the only thing that keeps going.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely did not think, one, that we would be approaching $40,000 raised, and two, that it would be going for 8 years. You know, like Dennis said, it was, we were going to do it that year, and it was just so successful.
We've done a lot of things for charity, and they haven't caught on like this. You know, it's a one-time thing, and...
And this is a big deal because it truly every single year people, I can't remember, Danny, if it was you, somebody had posted.
I think this is our fourth year with you, maybe, right? At least.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. As soon as I learned about you guys, I was like, every October, you better put it on the calendar. Because I saw, I think the end of September, you guys were kind of hinting, oh, hey, just so you know, it's coming back. And I'm like, well, then when are you coming on the show? Because it is really, I think, very special. First of all, it's so delicious. I love this pizza every single year, and I appreciate you guys bringing it in. What do people say? I mean, there's just so much to feel good about. Obviously, the quality of pizza is amazing, but to know that your money is directly going back to help people who are dealing with cancer, I mean, it just wins all around.
Yeah, and it seems like just more and more younger people are getting cancer. My nephew just beat cancer. He's 26.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I mean, I didn't realize. Yeah, well, no, God, I mean, I'm glad that he's okay. I didn't know
Nick's
that.
Brother. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
You know, he had the... It was lymphoma, I think, but, you know, he
wow.
he lives in New York, so went to Sloan, and he beat it, but, you know.
Wow. It is true,
for,
though,
you know,
Dennis.
He had a little lump, and, you know.
You never know.
Get those lumps checked out. You never know.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's okay. Jeez, that's crazy. Yeah, it's and again, I just think it's only during the month of October, and only at Letizia's that you guys are offering this, right? I've not heard of other people doing it. And again,
hey,
100%
you know what?
Of the proceeds.
We would love for another place to jump in. Yeah. And, you know, let's raise more money. We don't.
I love it. It's amazing. So anytime you order the specialty mac and cheese bacon pizza, 100% of the proceeds all going.
$15 and all 15 goes straight to American Cancer Society.
And by the way, for those of you listening at home or in the car, I could take this whole thing down by myself. Yeah. So I feel like, you know, get two or three for the household. I'm just saying.
And I will say people, a lot of people sort of scoff at mac and cheese on a pizza because it doesn't sound as good as it tastes.
No, it's but
and we will make it without the bacon for vegans because a lot of people.
That's fair.
I've yet to have one person try it and say that they don't like it.
Yeah,
even the people who were skeptical at first eat it and are like, wow, this is really good.
I'm telling you, it's nostalgia on a pizza. In my humble opinion, this thing will be done by the time I get off the air. I'll mostly take it down during the commercial break because I'm trying to be more proper on the air. But if I could, I would take this whole thing down right now. It really is so nicely crafted, and it's delicious. And it feels good to give back in such a major way. So make sure you get in on this. When you guys open, hours of operation, location, all that good stuff.
Well, today is actually our first day. We're closed on Mondays now.
Oh, so sorry. Yeah, wow, you guys came in on your day off. Yeah. Wow.
Danny went in this morning. This was his first Monday off, too. So.
Oh, thank you, Danny,
just,
for spending
your
day off with me.
We changed our hours from 3 to 8 on Monday. It's just Mondays are...
It's a bad case of the Mondays.
A lot of people
I hear you.
Trust
me.
Exactly.
So if I could get off Mondays, I'm working on it. That's amazing.
So tomorrow, 11 o'clock, we'll be selling them.
Tuesday through Thursday, we're open 11 to 8. Friday and Saturday, we're open 11 to 9. And Sunday, we are open 3 to 8.
Okay. And phone number, website, all that?
847-6022. LetiziasPizza.com.
Okay.
And we're located at 666 Main Avenue in Norwalk.
What's about Instagram and all that stuff?
Instagram, Letizia's Pizza.
Mm. Yeah, definitely make sure you follow along with their socials. Yeah. They're great pages as well.
And if you don't want the pizza, we have a donation box if you want to make a donation. Yeah. So
oh, that's great.
Counter.
For the people who are too scared to try it.
Yeah.
Don't be scared to try it. I'm telling you right now, it is so good. I love this pizza and I look forward to it each and every year. And I thank you guys for giving 100% of the proceeds back. I think that just really separates you guys from so many others. Danny and Dennis, thank you both so much.
Thanks, Melissa, for having us.
Absolutely. And congrats again, Top 100. No big deal.
I'll tell you, the trail came out Thursday and we've been extra busy the last...
Good.
Yeah, the only person who hasn't come is Portnoy, so let's get him there.
Well, I guess we need to make a call.
Maybe we
then.
Need to come up with some contest to get Portnoy to come.
Right?
You know?
There you go.
Danny will shave his eyebrows if he comes, you know?
Oh, wow. Breaking
and by the
news.
Way, we can't auction him off this year. He's off the market.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, well, you know, congratulations for that too,
thanks.
Danny. Very exciting. That is Letizia's Pizza.
We could auction
Pizza.
Nick off, but...
Letizia's Pizza, there's always something to enjoy there. And certainly during the month of October, make sure you get in on this specialty pie. 100% of the proceeds going back to beating cancer. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.